The Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO, says it has detected a typographical error in the date of the payment of the first installation to Alfred Agbesi-Woyomi. The Executive Director of EOCO, Moti Agbaji, said the first installment of 17,094,493 Ghana cedis, 53 pesos, was effected on September 23, 2010 and not February 2010 as indicated on page 15 of the interim report. He has therefore informed President Mills about the discrepancy.
Well, it was purely a typographical, you know, the payment schedule, how the monies were released to Mr. Woyomi. It was purely a typographical decision that we made, and we wrote to His Excellency on the 3rd as soon as we discovered it. We have the documents and everything, so it was purely a typographical error. It happened in 2010, except that instead of September 13, we made the error and made it February 2010. So it should have been the original report. Specific date in February didn't come. It was purely a typographical error.
One would say the harm has already been done. So will this release cure it?
We will believe that people want to deal with facts. Documents are there. If anybody would want to check, we could fax a copy of the documents to the one. So they take a look at it and they will be sure it was purely an error, a typographical error. It wasn't for any mischief or anything.
When should we expect the final report on the Woyomi death saga?
We are trying to work as hard as possible. We know this court injunction that was issued and all those things are, stumbling blocks in our way. But we are working as hard as we can to give His Excellency a bigger picture than we did the other time.
So how far have you gone with the investigation?
A few issues that we were supposed to deal with. On the issue of the broader payments that were made, we are working on them. But in as far as the payments with Mr. Woyomi were concerned, we think that this clarifies the issue as to how much he was paid, when he was paid. So, insofar as that one is concerned, the picture is very clear now. And that's what we have presented in our interim advice to the president.
When you release your interim report, the opposition MPP rubbished it. What is your response?
Well, sir, we believe that facts must speak for themselves. So, those are the facts, and everything is based on documents that we have. If they say they have any documents, they should put it before us. Because, you see, one document may not necessarily express the whole picture. So, if they may have one document, then there could be other documents that will complement it to create a brighter picture. So, if they brought those documents and they spoke with us, we will be able to put the picture together so that Ghanaians will realize it. You see, at the end of the day, it is Ghanaians who should know the truth. And holding one document may not tell the truth.
That was the Executive Director of EOCO, Moti Agbaji.